Now, people have been rescued from lakes, they've strayed near train lines, invaded A&D departments, crashed cars and even dialed 999, all in the search of Pokemons. A charity is even urging players in Bosnia not to search for Pokemons on minefields. Well, the game's not even been launched 2 weeks here, but Pokemon Go has taken Britain by storm, racking up more users than Twitter. So why has it been so successful and what, if any, are the downsides? Well, I'm joined now by Fevzi Turkalp of GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, it's amazing. Could anybody have predicted this level of success?
Well, Pokemon's been very successful initially as a card game for a number of decades, and it's got that sort of thing about it that makes it addictive, because it's one of those games where you collect, so you have to catch the monsters, and some monsters are scarce, and it goes back to, you know, in the days where people used to collect football cards and things like that. When you have a game based on collecting and one like this, which has got the new technology of augmented reality, so you hold up your phone, you see the real world, but it, superimposed on the real world are these little creatures in real locations that you then have to capture. So you can see it's got a lot of the elements are required to make a game truly addictive.
Yeah, and people seem, though, to be finding it difficult to sort out what is real and what is not in terms of their concentration on the game. The virtual bit of it seems to be so intense, they're getting knocked down, walking into lampposts, that kind of thing.
Oh, it's worse than that. There was a chap in the United States, 21-year-old, he was Michael Baker, in the US state of Oregon. He was out at 1 o'clock in the morning playing Pokemon. He saw another man loitering in the area who he assumed was also playing Pokemon. Turns out he wasn't. The man stabbed him in the shoulder. And the really interesting part of the story is that the 21-year-old carried on playing the game after having been stabbed in the shoulder because he wanted to complete a mission that he was on to catch Pokemon. And it's a bit worrying, but it's a true story. Another man was with his wife, who was waiting on a C-section in hospital, when he was playing with his phone whilst waiting and noticed there was a Pokemon in the delivery room, and he captured it there. His wife took it relatively well. Still another chap in Brooklyn in New York was caught out visiting his ex-girlfriend by his current girlfriend, because when she looked at the geolocation data, so you can actually see where Pokemon were captured in the real world, she could see that he was there and he shouldn't have been there, and he hasn't heard from his girlfriend since then. So, you know, it's called augmented reality, but actually, you know, is it augmentation in the true sense of the word? I suspect not.
Yeah, I mean, people do seem to have gone a bit mad, and you do see people all over the place. I've got children, they've been out and about non-stop playing it. What are the downsides, do you think?
Well, other than the ones we've mentioned, I think the worry for me, and it touches on one of the stories of the boy who got stabbed, is it means a lot of young people are venturing out, sometimes at quite unsocial hours, into areas that they may not necessarily be completely familiar with, and they've got an expensive mobile phone or tablet in their hand, and they're not paying attention to their surroundings. So they could have an accident, or they could be a victim of crime.
And just finally, are you concerned about the commercial tie-ups here? We know that in Japan they're linking up so McDonald's becomes a venue for Pokemon hunters.
Well, it's quite interesting. Yes, so McDonald's Japan, it seems, has signed a deal with the producers of Pokemon, which means that McDonald's restaurants in Japan will now become Pokemon stops, areas where players can go fight with each other online and capture rare species of Pokemon. And you can see that, you know, this is a template for the deals that they could do. Anyone who wants to encourage footfall and traffic into their businesses or locations can potentially do these sorts of deals, pay Pokemon a lot of money to have people, you know, hunt for Pokemon there. And by the way, have a burger whilst they're there, I guess, you know.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. That's Fevzi Turkalp there of GadgetDetective.com.